This morning, I want to conclude a series of messages that we started several weeks ago entitled Hope is Rising. Hope is rising, and today, hope has risen. Amen? And our hope is Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you, you can look in Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday. Not only because it's the most pivotal point in all of history, but because it's the most pivotal point in redemption's history. Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. 1 Corinthians 15:17 reminds us that if he was not raised, your faith is worthless and you are still in your sins. One commentator said, apart from the resurrection, the cross means nothing. The first verse of Luke 24 says, but on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. And they did not believe them. If you look in all of the four Gospels, you'll find some similar points. All four Gospels make the point that Jesus actually died. It wasn't a stunt. It wasn't a hoax. Jesus died on the cross. He was dead, and not only that, but he was buried. The Gospels also said that there's an empty tomb, and that empty tomb happened on the third day. They also say that angels appeared and explained what had happened. They also record that the first witnesses were the women of the disciples. And then lastly, they all record exactly what I just read. The disciples refused to believe their testimony. They did not believe them. So put yourself today right after the resurrection. Maybe you're with all the disciples, and on the first day of that week, on Sunday morning, you noticed as the women left early to go and prepare the body of Jesus. And then with amazement, you heard them tell about how Jesus' body was not there and that how these angels appeared to them and told them that he was alive. Imagine sitting there and hearing that. What would you be thinking? No way. How could this be? How could this be true? That's exactly what we find with these disciples. In fact, it so moves Peter that we read in verse 12 that he rose and he ran to the tomb. He wanted to check this out for himself, and he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. The scripture also records the account of two other of Jesus' followers who were traveling home that day. And as they were walking down the road to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem, they were talking with each other about, as the scripture says, all these things, all the events of this past week. Jesus clearing out the temple, right? Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus being arrested, Jesus being beaten and bruised, Jesus being hung on a cross, Jesus dying and being buried. And now they're talking about this report that these ladies brought to them that he's not there. He's risen. So as they're talking about these things, guess who appears? Jesus. The scripture is very clear to tell us that he drew near and he went with them. He drew near to them and he walked with them. But the scripture also says that their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he asked them a question. He said, what are you guys talking about? Imagine their surprise, right? What do you mean? What are we talking about? Are you the only one in Jerusalem who hasn't heard what we're talking about? So Jesus says, what things? Apparently he was the only one who hadn't heard about it, right? So they began to tell him all these things that had taken place. And picking up in verse 19, it says, and they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. They go on to tell Jesus that there were some women who amazed them with their story about how the body was not there and how they had seen visions of angels and that some of them went out like Peter to the tomb and found it to be so, but they did not see him. They had hoped. Here are two men walking away from the greatest moment in history. And they're talking about all these things, and they're discouraged because their hope had been shot. Let me be more specific. Their hope had been nailed to the cross and died. Their hope was gone. And they're talking about all that's going on. You see, these disciples, as many of the Jews in that day, were seeking redemption for their people. They were seeking redemption for themselves. The question we have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we seeking redemption? Is there something going on in your life where you need something or someone to rescue you, to redeem you out of your current situation? These two followers were hoping that Jesus was the one who would redeem them from the Romans, from Roman imperialism, from Roman dominion. But God had a different plan. See, God wasn't so much concerned about removing the chains of Roman dominion, but he was more concerned about removing the chains of sin and death and the grave. Whatever you're facing, whatever you need rescue from, I want to tell you this morning that it does not compare to what awaits those who are without Christ. Whatever situation you find yourself in, it does not compare to what awaits you if you do not know Christ. If you hope in Christ, then you have a hope, as the scripture says, that will not disappoint. It will not put you to shame because hope has risen. It's a hope that rescues the outcast. It's a hope that sets the prisoner free. It's a hope that hears the humble prayer. It's a hope that changes everything. It's a hope that is waiting for you. It is a hope that has conquered the grave. It is a hope that is risen from the dead. It is a hope that has a name, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Our living hope. As one song says, hope has a name, is Jesus. Oh, Christ be praised. I have victory. We have victory through Jesus this morning. But here's something I don't want you to miss. As we talk about all the events that's happening around Easter, notice what Jesus tells these two disciples in verse 25. Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You see, these two disciples were discouraged because they thought they had lost their hope. And then Jesus says, you're slow to believe. Let me point you out in the scripture exactly what has happened. Wouldn't you like to have been there? Every time I read that verse where Jesus explains himself from Moses and all the prophets and he interprets the scripture, my heart leaps because, man, I would love to be there. to hear from Jesus explaining all of the scripture concerning himself. But listen, I think the point that Jesus is making is that in all the events that took place, these two people still missed Jesus. They missed the gospel. They missed why Jesus had come to die. They missed understanding that Jesus told them that he would have to suffer and then that he would rise again. So with all the emphasis on the events surrounding Easter this year, let's make sure that we don't miss Jesus, that we don't miss him. When you're going through times of discouragement, when you feel that all hope is lost, when you're caught up in all the circumstances of your life, don't miss Jesus. He is our hope. And he has risen. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for speaking, Lord, to us today. God, thank you for speaking through music that we sang, God, to you, to your honor and to your glory. God, thank you for speaking through your word today. And God, I pray today, Lord, that if there's someone here that does not know you, God, they've heard all of the things that happened. They've heard about the fact that you loved us so much that you sent your son for us. God, they've listened and heard the story of how you died for us on the cross and you were buried and you were raised again. God, I pray this morning that if they've never trusted in you, God, that you would draw them to yourself today, that they would sense their need of forgiveness, and by faith they would follow after you. God, we thank you for moving and working in hearts today. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a risen Savior. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.